Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps. On live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastardy and Wicked Anime proudly present the Another Anime Convention 2016 Post Show, Part 1.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to a very special episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. This is the Another Anime Convention 2016 post-show part one. That's right, part one of two, because you're going to have to hear the second part on which website?
Wicked Anime, I think.
But Wicked Anime has to be here in order to do that, though. That doesn't make any sense.
But you are here.
Oh, we are here. Oh, my God.
So yes, folks, joining me right here are Andrew, Jonathan, and Victoria from Wicked Anime.
Hi.
Hello.
And, tired and sick.
And of course, and actually, for my listeners who have been listening to Boston Bash Brigade since its very beginnings, I actually brought someone who you haven't heard in years on our show. You might remember him as D-Rock, and he is the creator of Three Album Island. Please welcome Derek Michael Smith.
I had almost forgot about that island.
He is why I ask all the musicians and voice actors which albums slash characters they played in the past they would like to have with them on an island to keep them sane until their imminent rescue.
Oh, so you're the guy.
He does still do that, yes.
I'm a guy. Maybe not the one.
So, I know this is...
Wait, you forgot one.
Yes, I forgot one person.
Oh, don't worry about me. He's behind the corner.
Yes, we have Greg who is here. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Best intro ever.
He is a staff member.
Actually, you got it wrong. It was Greg with two G's. And you only said Greg with one G.
Are you old, Greg?
Kind of, yes.
Do you like to drink the Baileys?
I do.
Do you have a shiny vagina?
I do.
Could you learn to love me?
Are you playing my love games, baby?
All right, I'm out. Bye.
So, yes, this is Andrew, Jonathan, and Victoria's first time at another anime convention, but this is also Derek's first time at any convention.
Lost the B card.
Yeah, and freaking Greg is staff here, so it doesn't even count.
No, it doesn't count.
Yes, he's the tall guy.
I am.
Who can reach really high things? Let's get that guy there.
I feel like you've heard that joke like your whole life.
I have, actually. And just to clarify, I'm 6'7". For listeners.
How come you're not a professional wrestler?
Because I don't have the guns right now. I'm still working on my equipment. Slowly but surely, the guns will be firing again.
Okay, yes.
You gotta work in car parts with me, Greg.
I should.
Do you want a job?
I actually do if it pays more than mine.
They actually have an opening.
Yes. Before we go cuckoo bananas crazy here, let's talk about, because this is my second time at another anime convention. I was here 2 years ago in 2014, and I had a lot of fun that day. Unfortunately, the year beforehand, 2015, I couldn't go because money, did not have that money. But I'm here for my second time. And I really enjoyed myself. It is definitely one of those conventions where I feel like it is a lot more fun if you have a gaggle of friends with you.
We are a gaggle of friends.
We are a gaggle of friends.
Super gaggle.
Sure, a gaggle. What makes you think we're a gaggle, though?
I don't know. Like, gaggle just sounds perfect for, like, media people.
All
right. It's a gaggle of press over there.
What were we talking about again?
We're talking about our first impressions, because I know a lot of you here, this is your first time at another anime convention, so I'm wondering what you all thought of it.
It's not the smallest con that I've ever been to, but it's smaller than the ones that I'm mainly used to, but it didn't feel that way at all.
Yeah, it was fun. It's like a compact like cute convention.
Yeah.
It's
kawaii days.
But Kawaii Con's already been taken, so they had to choose. Fine, I guess we're just another anime convention. Hey, that's a good idea.
AAC, and it rolls right off the tongue, AAC.
Absolutely.
I really like the panel rooms. The panels that they had running this year were actually really good.
Yeah, any panel yes. that you went to, they were very interesting, and there wasn't a single boring one that we went to. But panels are later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We are talking about panels later.
What?
Well, I was trying to be subtle, but I was going to ask for the camera.
Is it this?
Yes.
Yes, because we might need that for reference, because we're going to be talking about one of the things.
I couldn't see, and yeah. I don't know where it was, and I don't know.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed my weekend. It was fun.
I enjoyed my Sunday. Yeah. I only went one day, because I couldn't get work off, but I tried. My main goal was for Critical Role, because there's a Critical Role panel, because both of
it was
God
your critical goal.
It was my critical goal. I drove an hour and a half, and I was like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna be there for this one thing.
And you rolled a 20, and you got it.
I did. Well, I think I rolled an 18, because I didn't get to meet Matt. But,
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I still got to meet Talison.
I got to stand in line, and nothing happened.
You kept me company, and we made friends.
No,
and
I was totally... We never learned anybody's names, but they were very nice people.
Yes.
Yes.
We talked to them for about almost 2 hours.
What was the con she runs?
She doesn't run a con, but she's staff at Anime Boston.
No, she was another one that the people were buying for. It was the B one. The kimono people were there. I don't know.
Well, she said she'd get into contact with
me. Are you
sure
this was just in your head?
No, because I have it right here, asshole. I can't pronounce that. Can
Bakuretsu
you?
Con.
That Bakuretsu one. Con. She's part of running that one, and she was really nice. And the guy in front of us... He I don't know what he did, but he just started talking.
The one who looks like James?
He thinks he looks like James.
Told you.
Whatever. But yeah, we met lots of people in line. We're waiting for Matt, and it was cool. Again, Critical Role panel was like light.
Oh, the Critical Role panel was great. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Derek, with this being your absolute first convention, what was your initial reaction to everything that was going around you?
Okay, so large groups of people, sure. I noticed that, like, generally when you go to, let's say, a train station, large groups of people, they'll just bump into. They don't really care. Everyone here is really polite, and that kind of stood out. I'm like, oh my god, there's people everywhere, and oh, sorry, oh, here you go, oh, excuse me.
We're sorry.
You won't get that in Boston.
Also, I'm recycling one of my references from earlier, but there were more Harley Quinns than a Joker-themed Hall of Mirrors here, so that was just kind of weird looking around, and basically everything is a Suicide Squad. That stood out. Otherwise, very nice. Everyone was always very willing to talk to you. If you asked them any questions about anything, they were willing to drop whatever they were doing and just sit down and have a nice, honest conversation with you. It was kind of cool.
Anime fans are pretty chill.
Yeah, we're pretty chill once you get to know us.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you talk about our favorite anime, and then it's all bets are off.
And no furries.
There were some furries. There were some furries.
There were a couple.
Except for Pedo Bear, who didn't have a pass and kept walking around the outside of the hotel, and like security had to tell Pedo
Bear. That was not Pedo Bear. There was Rilakkuma.
There was a Pedo Bear outside.
There were, when I was waiting for you guys to come in, there's like three or four furries that walked by.
Well, there was when we had we were having dinner. Last I know, this is when we were having lunch yesterday at the JD's. There were two furries who sat across from us at the table, and they were twins. Aww. So we had the parent twins, our fans, Jessica.
Oh my god! All the twins in one room.
All dragons, furries.
Dragons are furries.
They were scalies. They were fuzzy suits. You know.
Yeah, if you wear in a fursuit, that's fur.
Yeah.
Because they even have shark furries.
Cruella de Vil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's a furry fan for sure, but
just for their coats.
Yep.
Right. So while we're on the subject, while we talk about the cosplay that we've been seeing here, Derek has been awesome with taking pictures here for another anime convention. We've got some great pictures. The very first thing before he got here, like, I was gonna actually wait for him to come by to like start doing the pictures. But then all of a sudden to my left, I see this woman who has this like perfect Poppy costume from Monster Musume.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, I need to get a picture of that because that is super cool.
That's awesome.
And then we had that. There was a couple really good Ruby ones. There was some from Shimaneta that were walking around too.
Really?
Yeah, there was someone dressed as Anna.
Huh. I really enjoyed the... There was a group that we saw all weekend that they were all Samurai Champloo.
Yes!
So you had, yeah, so you had Jean, Mugen, and Fu, and they were all really cute. Okay.
But the funny thing was, is the first time we saw them...
Oh my god, they look awesome!
We saw them in JD's Tavern, which is where we ate all weekend. So you're going to hear JD's Tavern a lot through this review.
Yes.
They were sitting at the table, which I thought was the most ironic thing, because like a current theme in throughout the entirety of the show is them skipping out on chat.
Yeah, the dine and dash.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, that should have been a great picture right there. It was like them just standing on the chair going, eh!
That would have been really cool, actually. I don't think the restaurant would approve, but...
They probably would not have approved of that.
I don't know if I would have, if I were a cosplayer, if I would want to be disturbed while I was eating.
That's why I decided not to do it. Yeah. It was like, oh man, those
That's
are
the
so
thing.
Awesome.
Like, I remember the very first time I ever cosplayed, like, people were stopping us because it wasn't something big that you'd see around Braintree. So... It'd be like, whatever, we're just walking around, and people would stop us and be like, what are you doing? And, like, even in restaurants, we got stared at so many times. It was really uncomfortable. Like, in the con, it's fine, and it's normal life, but there's people who I know go out there and just, like...
It's too bad there's no henshin for that. You know, there's a henshin, and then you transform into a cosplay, and then you can go back to normal when you leave.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Help you with the headache from wigs too. Just do whatever you want. Just whoosh, gone. They're heavy. Okay, I saw this girl. I'm not even sure what it was. I know I've recognized it, and I'm gonna. People are even like, what the heck? But she had this like black dress-ish skirt thing, and she had these huge ass curls on her head that were like it looked like she had a trash barrel sized curl on the side of her head. And you guys, my rose quartz curls were big. This girl, like, damn. All I could think of is your head must be killing you. Your head, your neck, oh my god. Because, like,
huge ass.
I see the chiropractor tomorrow.
She should. Like, I'm trying to see if there's any. I can't think of, like, the circle exactly. But
trash
like,
barrel was a good start.
Yeah, they were at, okay, maybe not trash barrel, but, like, at least the width of a paint bucket. Just, like, on the side of her heads and down. They were nuts.
Cool.
So, one of the things I've been noticing as being some really good cosplay were even the people that were non-anime. I mean, we saw some great ones from Freakazoid. We saw Jorgen von Stranglehold
from
Fairly Odd Parents. We're going to be talking about him a little bit during the panel aspect of...
Dude, yep. There was a freaking Pajama Sam.
Yeah, I saw Pajama Sam. Yeah, it was great.
That was nostalgia and just amazing. And just,
I didn't know anybody knew who Pajama Sam was.
That was life when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, it was the best game ever.
You know, the woman who did the voice of Pajama Sam, she is now the star of that FX show, Better Things.
I don't think I know the one.
Co-created by Louis C.K.
Oh, okay.
That's because it's on FX.
She's on Better Things.
I'll have cable.
But you were actually really good. You caught some really cool Pokemon NPC cosplayers, Derek.
Yes. That's ironic. I actually found Angler and Breeder, which have second generation of Pokemon, they finally started giving these trainers names, but generally it was just, I'm Angler, I'm Breeder. And then I saw the costume, I'm like, I know exactly what that is. You got the girl with the bandana with the backpack full of just like a bunch of baby Pokemon because she just brings them around because she's constantly making baby Pokemon.
Just smashing them together.
They're so many! Now breed!
Why are there so many Elsas?
I don't know.
Just let it go.
Ow!
I think my favorite one, not necessarily for the costume, but for the prop, was probably the Super Smash Brothers tandem, where they actually created a Smash Ball and a great pose where they were like fighting over the Smash Ball.
Looking at that Smash Ball up close is disgusting and gross,
but
in the picture that
it
you
just
took,
looks perfect.
It looks amazing. It looks,
it looks
like,
a volleyball that fell into a sewer, but photo-wise,
like like an oil spill, more my. Yeah.
So it's just meant for photos.
Yeah. But like, yeah, that's the thing. In the photograph, it came out perfect. So I was like, I thought that was really cool.
I didn't even notice that she had Toad on her belt. Like, she's getting ready, like, in case she has to block something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pull that out.
Why must you hurt me, princess?
Your property.
But other than those ones.
I'm a meat shield. Oh my god, it's true, though.
What were some other costumes that really got your attention at this year's convention?
I actually saw
three or four Deadpools running around. Like, there were
many
Deadpools.
No! What?
I know. It's one of them, actually, I went up to him and I had to talk to him because I guess he was running through the Expo Center chasing around a Pikachu. And we would
tell
him...
Was that part of a bit or no?
No. And he's running around chasing a Pikachu, and we had to tell him to stop, and he'd be like, oh yeah, okay, I'm sorry, and then they continued to run around, and just in Deadpool fashion, just make more nonsense. And then I finally caught up to him, and was like, yeah, you gotta stop. He's like, okay, I'm sorry, and then just drooped his head down and kind of walked away.
Was this the Hail Hydra one?
No, I was hoping it was that one, because that was just hilarious, but this guy was just as funny.
I got to dance with Hail Hydra Deadpool. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That did happen.
Yes, it did happen.
There was a really good Archer from Fate Stay Night, because James has been having me watch a little bit more. And
James is actually watching it?
Yes. Oh, he's watched all of it, and he's like, I'm slowly watching it, because I kind of spoiled things myself, because I always do that, so I know who people are. So I'm like, what? But shut up, I always do that, you know that. But yeah, the Archer looked awesome. And there was, like, everyone knows, anyone who's ever heard me knows I love Critical Role. Like, absolutely love it. So many Vexes. Maybe so many.
Yeah, can you imagine what it would be like to... We were talking about this in line. Like, you are playing Dungeons & Dragons, and your Dungeons & Dragons character is a character you create in a story that was created by somebody.
Technically doesn't have an actual physical form until somebody drew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people are cosplaying... These characters,
this fantasy character.
It's a character that you created with no distinct purpose of actually ever making it to the public.
Tell somebody about a Percy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's kind of like if someone were to create a me and like on the Nintendo Wii or Wii U and people just constantly downloading it and then someone cosplaying it later on.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Or someone took a picture of the Percy and sent it to Talisman. But still, there was lots of... there was so many Vexes. There's a Dr. Ripley... who's Percy's enemy. Like, there's so many different characters. And there's one of the NPCs that has not been officially drawn with it. Well, maybe once, but, like, there was an NPC, and she looked awesome. Like, everyone looked amazing. It was really cool.
Neato.
All right, so for our final segment, before we have to cut it off for part two, is the guests, which I know Victoria...
yes,
it was here for.
She was here
that's
for.
That's the whole reason I came here. Matt Mercer and Talisman, Talisman, I can't ever pronounce his last name.
Jeffy?
Yeah. I would say, I keep calling him Talisman, too. But
yeah.
But Talisman. He's like, just wear him. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, I waited in line with everybody else to meet them, and the line for Matt was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. I didn't even make it to him.
No, I felt really bad because it was them and J. Michael Tatum, and they went up and down the line asking... Who's here for just Tatum? Nobody.
Yeah.
There was not a single person. Like, maybe four
He was
people.
Just a bonus.
Yeah, and I felt bad because I had something for him to sign, but, like, they were my main goal. Yeah. They were my priority. So I was like, I'm not leaving this line just to go see him and then not get my spot back. Like, I ain't doing it. So I was, like, fighting and waiting, and I tried to stay as optimistic as I could. Talisman was super sweet. He took a selfie with me. Like, they were trying to rush. I happen to be wearing a shirt that anyone who knows Critical Role will understand it. It's straight out of Tel Dore. And he loved it, and he really wanted to show Matt, but Matt had, like, a super long line.
I know! I want to show Matt, too!
I really want to show him, and he looked over like, crap! Like, I want to show him. It was great. He told me to put it on Twitter, and he's like, we'll see it if it's on Twitter, I promise. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So where did you get that shirt, anyway?
Redbubble. I went online and paid for extra shipping to make sure it was here on time so I could wear it. I almost actually wore elf ears in my apartment. It was going to be a thing, but I didn't have the spirit gum or the makeup to make them more my skin tone. Otherwise, it would have been like pale as hell. But meeting him was so cool. Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Meeting was awesome.
Right. So, I got to do an interview with Leia Clark, who, for some people who don't remember, she was the voice of Fuyuki in Sergeant Frog and the voice of Nodica in Negima. Negima was, like, the first time I ever heard her voice, and I've always thought of her as being really talented, especially when it comes to her comedic roles, and she was super sweet.
Doesn't she mostly do game voices?
She does some game voices here and there, but I know more of her work personally from like Japanese animation.
Okay, yeah.
Like, she did the voice of Suzuka, and there's going to be a sequel to Suzuka that's coming out, I think, later this year in Japan. So, knocking on wood that she gets to reprise the role if the character's actually in it, because I think it takes place like a couple years after the events of Suzuka. Mm. Whew, that took up a lot of my oxygen. But yeah, to chat with Leia Clark, she was really nice, very sweet. Derek can vouch for that as well.
Yeah, very polite, you know, happy, joking around, very down-to-earth person. It was kind of cool to...
Yeah, the only downside was because I had a question prepared to ask for her for her Assassination Classroom, and apparently, like, she was one of the characters that, like, doesn't really say much in the show.
Her words were, I breathed a couple times in that.
Because it's such a huge show, I mean, there's like 40 different main characters on there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I like that response.
Yeah.
I breathed a little.
Greg, did you get to see any of the famous people being staff? I mean, you get to probably see a couple people at least.
Usually I do, but this year was actually not that eventful for me seeing other guests, which is very unfortunate. Like, in the past, I've seen J. Michael Tatum a lot. I feel like they usually try to hide the guests, even though we're staff and we're. I'm not exactly sure, but.
Yeah. But yeah, no, not this year. I guess.
Yeah, just not this year, really, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, it is.
Because you rubbed it in when you were telling me that you could meet J. Michael Tatum. I work with Greg, and yeah, we were talking about another anime con. And he's like, "Oh yeah, no, I get to meet J. Michael Tatum like every year." We sit there. I'm like, "I hate you." you didn't even know any of the voices until I pointed them out. You're like, "What?"
Yeah, I didn't
see,
know.
See, this is the year you wanted to meet him. That's why.
Yeah, this is because I didn't realize that he was Sir Hammerlock in Borderlands 2. And when I found that out, I was just like, I need to say hi.
See, that's what he wanted to, and that's why you didn't get to.
I should probably say hi.
We saw a couple of them in the hall. Like, we saw...
Yeah, just standing around.
Yeah, we saw J. Michael Tatum. He was actually going to JD's Tavern one night, and he had... You could always tell when Tatum was around because he had this huge posse with him the entire weekend. Like, they did not break apart. I mean, like the same way that we have our group.
Right.
But, like, you once you saw a couple select people in it, like, I saw his boyfriend Brandon around, and then I saw the other tall blonde guy with there. Like, you just point them out, and you dart your head around, and, like, you'll see Tatum, like, walking outside for a second like that, and... Then we saw Matt Mercer just standing in the lobby one day. Yes, he was just standing there talking, and like, we walked right past him. We didn't say anything because that would be rude.
Yeah, you don't want to bother him.
Yeah. But,
I might have hurt Andrew when I saw Talison today in the dealer's room.
Yeah, she hurt me. Grabbed my arm.
I did. We're just walking through, and he was just standing there talking to someone in the artist alley section, and I like... death gripped his arm and stopped him. I was like, oh my god!
I got bruises.
I didn't have the courage to go talk to him, though. Because I was too scared. But he's awesome.
Yeah. Once again, well, I think every guest that's come here to another anime convention has always been chilted about. Always cool. Super cool.
And they love this con.
Yeah, that's
small,
the thing.
It's quaint, and they all love it.
I mean, there are a couple of voice actors who love this con but weren't able to come because... there were a couple family emergencies and such, or one was just really deep into work. Like, Chris Smith was supposed to be here, but his wife got into an accident, which I hope she's doing okay right now.
We've heard that she is doing okay.
Yeah. And Chris Kaysen, who was another really cool guy to chat with, but I think he was just so knee-deep into finishing with the dub of One Punch Man that probably really took a lot.
That is for sure more important. We need the finished dub of One Punch Man.
But yeah, I love this convention, and I look forward to hopefully coming back to it next year. Now, for our listeners, this is the part where you're going to have to wait for a couple days, because there's going to be a second part to this episode. And Andrew and Jordan... No, it's... Yeah, well, maybe. We're going to have to see what happens. But Andrew and Jonathan, where are they going to be able to hear the second part of this podcast?
You can find it at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. That's where you can find both of our podcasts and videos, and you can also find it at soundcloud.com/wickedanime, iTunes, Also, like, the Nerdy Show Network channel for both iTunes and SoundCloud also has Wicked Anime along with all the other awesome shows on the network.
And anywhere else you listen to podcasts, really.
Yeah, honestly. Audio, Boom, Google Play. If you ask, what's the new Amazon thing?
Amazon Music?
No, like, it's called Audrey or Aubrey, something like that. Or, you know, the
Echo?
Yeah, the machine that you speak to. And you,
Echo, we have one in our apartment.
You can say, hey, Echo, play the Wicked Anime Podcast.
Alexa.
Yeah, hey, Alexa, play the Wicked Anime Podcast. It will do it.
Really?
Yes.
I should. My roommate has one, so.
But you have to say podcast. You have to say, play the Wicked Anime Podcast, and it will play it.
Huh. I'll have to try that when I get home.
Yeah.
Nice.
She sits in the corner. I usually just ask her about
waiting.
The weather.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Whenever I'm cooking, I'll have her play music, and Siri will, like, type things for me. I use all the Androids in the apartment. It's great.
Can you make her say stuff?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Hey, yeah. Hey, say this. And she will.
I don't know.
Hey, Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play cooking music. Playing black metal. Is Cortana, like, your sous chef or something?
Actually, Cortana is there, too, because they have three Xboxes in the apartment. We have three Xbox Ones and one PS4, and the PS4 is mine.
Yeah, because you needed to stand out.
We have so many nerds in this one apartment. It's great. Like, our literally, if anyone ever saw my... I have to, like, post pictures for you guys to see the apartment. Literally,
it's a great apartment.
There's a Halo shrine in one corner. I have a Hogwarts shrine in the little corner. There's Warhammer whatever.
40,000?
That. Those figures by our door. Our bathroom is Star Wars. Like, it's ridiculous, and it's great.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining here for the first part of our Another Anime Convention 2016 coverage. And for our listeners, we're going to have to wait for a couple days, but please go over to nerdyshow.com/wickedanime to listen to two of this.
Yes.
Bye.